You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Let's bring our man Mark Spears in with us here. The Hall of Famer, excuse me. The Hall of Famer.
My guy.
Mark, what's up, brother? We was just watching you eat jelly beans or something.
Yeah, man. I didn't get a nasty one. I got a good one. So I'm straight, man. I pray my dad rained down on me to pick the right one, and I'm all right.
There we go.
I wasn't so lucky.
Yes. Oh, man.
No.
What's your fit today, Dane? Come on, tell me the fit. What you got?
I got an old Michael Jackson 1988 concert tee on with a little denim joint over it and some camo.
Okay, and your boy got a baseball cap on.
You know that. You know I got that. Yesterday I didn't wear a hat, Mark. We should have had you yesterday. I ain't have a hat on, man. I got a Yankees hat on today, man.
I'm picking right today. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you cooking. Hey, you got us buzzing yesterday when you were on with your crew over there on NBA Today talking about Jonathan Kuminga. You said Jonathan Kuminga wants.
Of course, we listening to you.
Yeah, man, we doing the show. They said, hey, man, Mark's talking about Sacramento and Jonathan Kuminga wants to come play here. How realistic do you think that is?
You got to ask the Warriors that. I mean, they hold the cards on that. I mean, the one thing is I don't think that the Kings are desperate. It's like, hey, here's the deal. We think it's a fail. And what I reported was Malik Monk and the protected first. You know, I know there's like one pick that you guys might be able to offer from like, or I shouldn't tell you guys don't look for. The Kings could offer, I believe, 2030 Spurs, but I don't think the Warriors like really find that attractive because they feel like the Spurs will be really good then. But, you know, under the circumstances where there's only like two teams really trying to get them, I do think Malik Monk is a guy that could fill in like immediately at shooting guard. And then you could bring Moody and Pazinski off the bench and kind of give them some more depth. As far as the Suns deal and, you know, Nick Richards is certainly a guy that could use Royce O'Neal. You know, good player, but I don't know that anybody gives them more than, say, a Malik Monk from a punch standpoint, scoring standpoint, take pressure off the rest of the offense, Steph, you know, Jimmy standpoint. The thing is, and I don't know how much you guys have looked into this, but if I'm not mistaken, and our stat crew told me this yesterday, I mean, the last time the Warriors did a trade with the Kings was 91.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? Wasn't that Mitch Richmond for Billy O?
Yeah.
So then the Phoenix thing, it's like, I do wonder if behind the scenes they're like, man, we don't want them in our division. We don't want to see them all the time. Like, I think it would certainly be easier, you know, to trade him out east. And so the fact that Kuminga, like, to me, when this happens, it's serious. When Kuminga's on a Zoom call with your general manager, your president, and your head coach, that's serious, man. Yeah. Like, you don't let somebody do that and have that kind of time with them if it's not serious. So, but, you know, the Warriors, I think they're waiting for somebody to blink. They don't need to be – they don't appear to be in a rush, but the one thing that it's doing is, like, holding up their other business, mm-hmm. right? Whether it's Al Horford, right? Whether it's Gary Payton II. And, you know, so I just I'm wondering, like, how long do you want to keep everything else you're doing at bay?
Right.
And if he don't want to be there – it just doesn't sound like he wants to be there unless the Warriors, you know, offer him a role. And I heard the Kings were basically willing to offer him a starting position, move Keegan to three. And, I mean, that front court, I think, could be pretty good, right? Like, yeah. But I, in terms of Carter, I don't think a deal with him makes sense because he doesn't make enough money to make it work if you're trying to, you know, get to Kuminga over the $20 million mark.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, Mark, let me ask you something real quick, because let's just say in a perfect world, you know, the Kings have everything lined up for Kuminga. They want to bring him in there, move Keegan to the three. They're able to get a deal done, and it works out. Where does that leave the Kings and DeMar DeRozan in your eyes?
I mean, a different position. You know,
You think he'd be willing to come off the? You think he'd be willing to come off the bench, or would he want to be moved so he could be a starter somewhere?
Well, who's the starting five? Give me the starting five.
Well, if we went with your layout right there, and Kuminga's the starting four, Keegan's the starting three. That's Domas at five. I assume LaVine stays at two or moves to two, and then you got Dennis Schroeder there at one.
Yeah.
I mean, DeMar's a guy who
I might go big and bring Dennis off the bench.
Mm. Oh,
no point guard though, no PG, no natural point guard at least.
Then the Warriors don't have one. It worked out well for them.
Well, none of those guys are Steph.
Yeah,
Curry.
We don't have Steph Curry.
Yeah. But you know that's the thing is I'm sure DeMar's paying really close attention to it. And I think the Kings have done a really good job of being upfront and honest with him and talking to him about it. I don't see DeMar coming off the bench. That's certainly a huge issue. But I'm wondering if they could just go big altogether. I think they'd be more formidable that way. And I just don't think there's a lot of amazing depth at the guard position for them. It's good depth, but, I mean, if you got, you know, Schroeder coming off the bench, I think it's an interesting look. But that's the thing. I mean, that's a really, really big question. And I know that if you're the Kings, though, right, you're probably wanting to go younger. And if you're doing that and you're not going big, then I'm guessing that DeMar – I can't see him coming off the bench. So, like, yeah, something's got to give, whether it's the lineup or another trade, right?
Yeah.
Between the Kings, the Warriors, and Jonathan Kuminga, does anybody have any leverage in this situation at all?
The Warriors.
What leverage do they have, though?
I mean, he can't do nothing without them. Yeah. They have all the leverage.
Yeah, but they don't want him, right?
They're willing to bring him back. I mean, the fact that they offered him, like, a two-year deal in the $20 million range each year tells me they're definitely open to having him back. The thing is, it could be a situation like Nene, which I'm kind of going back some years.
Man,
but
you ain't lying. A Nene reference was not something I was prepared for today.
Well, Nene or Blake Griffin, where, you know, you signed this deal, but ultimately they just gives them more time to trade you somewhere else.
Yeah.
And if the Warriors get them for like 20-plus million, right, the top caliber of player that they could get back in return is certainly more at that number, right? So I think when you're a restricted free agent, man, it's tough. They can match it, and then but there's nobody there that could. There's no one willing to has an ability to sign them to an offer sheet.
Right, no one's got that money.
Brooklyn and Brooklyn ain't interested in him, so he's really I understand the frustration. I understand him being upset. I understand him betting on himself, but sometimes, man, I like. I don't know if you guys watch. You know, Boomerang. Remember the scene in Boomerang when the lady had he wanted the rope, the dog rope, or the dog leash, and he offered the man money or the lady money for the dog leash.
Yeah, yeah.
And her husband said, "Take the money, fool." Take the money from Eddie Murphy, right? Like,
Smokey!
Yeah. Kuminga's made $24 million in his career. Under the circumstances, if he's able to, like, get 2 years and 44 or 40 or whatever, take the money, fool, and figure the rest out later. You know, like, take the money and figure the rest out later, man. You're only, what, 23 years old? Like, the 1 year bet on myself thing, I've seen guys do that, and that bet don't work right. You know, Nerland Knowles and, you know, Shabazz Muhammad. Like, I've seen that go the wrong direction. And if you're in a situation where I still need to prove myself, I'll take the 2 years, and then perhaps I get traded. I mean, if you're getting traded, you're going somewhere where they want you, and they want you to flourish, and they're making a commitment to you. So, I don't think it's the end of the world for him to take that money. Yes, he's coming to camp with a big clout, but at least when you get traded, you're at a good number, and then he's only 25 when it's over with.
Yeah. Mark, we know you're off to the airport. You coming home? You headed home?
I'm doing the commute.
All right, cool.
The show is over at 1 o'clock. What am I going to do the rest of the day?
No, I got you. Right? Yeah, I got you. Man, come on home,
man. You already know. Go to Fixins. You could have went to Fixins. What you talking about?
Man, with all due respect to Fixins and the amazing owner that I have, I can't eat that every day, man. Y'all trying to kill me?
No, like, I understand. Nah, we got you. Yeah. Nah, I hear you. I hear
understand.
You.
But I've been doing NBA Today all week. Please check me out tomorrow. But I've been commuting like I'm going, you know, back and forth from home this on a plane. Then a new way of doing it.
Okay,
I see you.
My flight leaves at 2:30. I'll be home at 3 o'clock.
I
mean 3:30.
All of the days work.
My haircut at 4:30.
Let's go. There it is. I ain't never seen Mark's line even slightly off.
Never.
That's a Hall of Famer right there.
I aspire to that.
Go and get to.
Hey, man, they want to put me on TV. I got to look right.
Nah, 100%. You always do. You always do. Get to LAX, man. We appreciate you, Mark. Thanks for carving out a few minutes for us, man. We really do appreciate it.
All right.
Take care, Big Dog.
That's our brother, Mark Spears, right there. That's the Hall of Famer, Mark Spears. Man.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.